Hello, Kate O'Toole here from ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. If you're the parent of a kid at schoolies this week, should you text and call to see how they're going, or should you leave them be? Thousands of school leavers are spreading their wings, celebrating the end of one chapter of their lives and the beginning of another. And Angela Driscoll from the Surfers Paradise Youth Service is part of the team keeping them safe. And I was surprised when she told me, yes, absolutely, parents should reach out this week. And she went even further than that. You can even drop in under certain conditions.
The more involvement that parents have, the better, particularly this year, because as you say, we normally do have strategies that allow us to interact with young people a bit more. I think firstly for parents, you know, congratulate yourselves. It's a big thing for a parent to have a child graduate from school, and it's been an even more stressful than normal year. And I think just remind them how precious they are to you as a parent, you know, that you are concerned, that you don't want them to take risks, and whatever level of comfort that you might have, you know, do you want to be texted every day? Explain that to them. Think about where they are going and what the risks might be associated with that, because there's different risks in going to, you know, a major urban centre than there are in camping. And we know lots of young people are making, you know, different decisions about how they will celebrate. There's even now, there's some fantastic tips on the Safer Schoolies for Parents Facebook page, you know, a checklist of things to talk about and things to be aware of and make your son or daughter aware of too.
So a few texts through the week certainly don't hurt, just to check in and see how they're going.
Definitely not. And the strange thing is, usually parents do that for their own peace of mind, but in my experience, young people really enjoy that too.
They might pretend they don't. Oh, Mum.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
In the beginning. Another fantastic thing, if they're close enough, if they've chosen to go away somewhere but they're close enough, drop in with a home-cooked meal. You would be amazed at the joy that that brings to young people who cannot cook.
Yes, that is true. It's so different, I suppose. Now I'm thinking back to my schoolies. There were no mobile phones. Like nobody had them. There was no sort of checking in. It was just a week off and hope for the best. But it is different now. It is, and that contact is possible. Angela, what's it like hanging out with school leavers year on year and seeing them at this very exciting time of their life? I guess, you know, the further you get away from this time, the more distant youth feels, and the more, you know, I guess you have uncertainty about kids these days and making the right choices. But then when you speak to young people, you think, gosh, they're impressive young people too. So what's it like from your perspective?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. You know, we've had a massive culture change over the years in terms of how young people celebrate and the responsibility that they take, and certainly, you know, how articulate they are around, you know, their own ambitions, what's important to them. I think, you know, being around young people like that really does give you a different perspective. You know, I don't know if you remember, you know, not so long ago, you know, schoolies was very much demonised, and, you know, these young people, and they're just there to cause trouble. And by concentrating on that and talking with young people through education and through messaging, that's really turned around. Even what the police are looking for is, you know, to engage respectfully with young people. And I think that's a terrific culture change on all fronts.
What advice would you give yourself, Angela, 18-year-old you?
Oh, settle down. No. I think to enjoy it, and but be mindful of risks. And I, you know, in trying to give those messages to young people, they are much, much smarter than I was at their age.
And understanding that reaching out if you need help is always the best thing to do. That's the scary bit, is if young people feel that they can't reach out, or if they're a bit stuck. So
yeah, and that's, we emphasise that as our major message. You know, if it's anything medical or health related, don't hesitate to dial 000. You know, the ambulance service can come and assess situations. We don't want young people trying to make those assessments themselves. We're also fortunate, you know, we've got Red Frog support, and they have a 24-hour hotline that young people can use across this period, wherever they might be, even if it's just to get advice or to help them make a decision. But in, you know, if it's a medical issue, dial 000. If young people are going away camping and they're, you know, they're not going to have an exact location, there's a fantastic app called Emergency Plus that they can download that will help them give the exact location if they ever require emergency services. And that's probably our biggest, most important safety message. If you ever feel that you're compromised or someone else's health is compromised, dial 000, get someone there who can actually make an assessment of that situation.
Angela, thanks for speaking to us today, and all the best with a rather large week ahead for you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
That's Angela Driscoll from the Surfers Paradise Youth Service. Kate O'Toole is my name, and you can find me on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland on the weekend.